Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today, what a day. The time is now 9 and 12 minutes. It's the 30th day of January. We're already counting down. We're getting, in one day, the day after tomorrow, it's already February, believe it or not. We've got only 11 months left to the end of the year.
Does it worry you, Roy?
Yeah, I'm getting old too quickly.
Yeah. It's happening to all of us.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe quicker as we get to the future, we can find a time machine and make ourselves younger and go back. So it's not
back
so
to the
bad.
Future.
Back to the future.
What is the first action you're going to do if that happened?
If what happens?
Like go to the future. I mean, no, to the past
go
and
to
change
the past.
A little bit.
I'm going to go like a Deadpool.
Like what?
Deadpool. The first thing is he
killed everybody.
No, he killed baby Hitler.
Oh, did he?
But
oh,
baby,
yes, yeah.
He killed the baby.
Everybody.
Yeah, not bad, baby Hitler. But that baby put up. I think I would say no.
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 Yeah, yeah. You're right.
You wouldn't go back to the past, Roy.
I would love going back
change,
to the past.
Are you happy with the way things have worked out, or would you go back and make major changes?
I think I've done the best with whatever tools I had.
That's
it's
terrific.
Not,
that's yeah? Very good. That's excellent.
Yeah, I think, really, I do think that I've done a very good...
You've done a very good job.
Maybe a couple of 100,000 years ago when, you know, women not supposed to talk and you just hit them on the head with the...
With a club.
You know, I've got no problem.
And take them by the hair to the cave.
And then?
No, I have to have an air conditioning cave, and I'm not going to go so far. I really, really like a little bit of air conditioning.
So you can't go far at all.
Is that why the studio is freezing?
Yes, I love it.
You love the cold.
I love the cold. And then, I love the cold,
well,
but I hate winter.
You're
it's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I love the cold.
Go live in Canada. That's cold.
Yeah, but I believe in the weekend, I like it to be very hot. I want to wear shorts and I want to, but now when you dress and you are prepared to go to work, it's uncomfortable to sit in the office when it's hot. But when you're outside, you're outside. It's no big deal. I'm all right, Nitzan. We've got with us Nitzan Tal. He's the owner founder of www.cpdexpress.co.za. Nitzan is also a computer engineer. What are you? A software engineer? Computer engineer. Yeah.
Computer science engineer.
A computer science engineer.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a mouthful.
It is. And, and he's a good friend of mine. So, he's, like most of my friends, he's Israeli too. And, what's up, Nitzan?
No, all good. How's it going?
We all good. Much better, closer to the microphone, so everybody can hear, not only me.
Yeah,
all right. We've got with us here Liel Rimon. How are you doing, Liel?
Very good. Good morning, everybody.
How's business been lately, Sunshine?
Business been, I will say, quite good.
Quite good.
It's a lot of things happening in the world, definitely in January. So the economy is moving. The economy is moving all the time. I think the end of the month, Nitzan, is Brexit, no? When is Brexit?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
So end of the month is tomorrow.
End of the month, we're both right.
So it's going to be all clarified. It's amazing that actually two leaders in the world actually supporting Israel. Would you believe that?
But
two. And both of them got the same hairstyle. Well, yeah. I love a hairstyle. I'm going to change my hairstyle. From now on, I wish I could be blonde.
And the color. Eh? And the color.
Yeah. So, yeah. But actually talking, you know what? I think the slow death of politically correct is coming. Oh, don't you think?
Yeah.
The slow death. It's enough now. It's enough. This politically correct thing doesn't work for anybody except those
you know what,
liberals.
Boy,
yeah. Yeah.
You talk about politically correct.
Yes.
Before you're going to be politically correct, you must be correct politically.
Good one, Moshe.
So the Brexit and other stuff, like the coronavirus is actually moving the markets crazy.
In Israel, they want to put into quarantine. I just heard this morning they want to put everyone that comes back from China to quarantine.
To quarantine,
and they said that's according to the World Health Organization.
They don't have a choice. You have to not to let the disease come to your country.
I mean, how bad is that? Now everybody will drink Heineken
in China. In China, I think it's about 40 people a day dying, and it's crazy.
But think about percentage of village.
No, that's not moving any needle over.
No, that's really not nice. And it happened before. If you remember beginning, I think it was the year 2000 or so. when they start, was it 2000 or was it before? No, it was around 2001 or two. It was the SARS virus.
The SARS.
The SARS. And, yeah. As well, the same thing. I was traveling then to Hong Kong and China, and everybody was going with his masks on and,
Roy, do you think with this epidemic, do you think that there'll be a reduction in manufacturing in China? Fewer goods coming out because of the workforce being reduced? Do you see anything happening in that area?
No, not at all. No. I think in China, they've got, they're quite sorted when it comes to it. You know, there's not so much unemployment in China with all the billions of people, you know.
They all work.
Yeah, they all work and they're all making money. And the only place in the world that actually communism or half a communism works is there. You know, it's...
Is it communism in the full strength of the word?
No, not really. I went to China many, many, many years ago, just 3 or 4 years after Mao Zedong died. I don't remember what was the name of the ruler. And I remember I landed in... I landed in Hong Kong, and I took a train to Shenzhen. It was a Sunday morning, and when I landed there in Shenzhen, when the train doors opened, I walked to the street, and I've seen, you know, on the street, on the lamppost, people were hanged.
You saw bodies
that
hanging.
Hanging, yeah. They were public hangings, and they used to keep them for a week hanging, yeah.
What was that?
That was, I think, in the beginning of the 80s.
Sure.
Crazy, yeah?
Terrible.
I just finished the army, I remember. That was proper.
You know, many years ago, they used to bury kings in China with the servants and all the people that worked for them.
Yeah.
Because they believed they're going to obviously live forever underground.
Yeah, so they had servants. So they killed them.
So they killed them. Afterwards, it became more humane, and they decided to only make statues of the people that... that used to serve them. And
they used to go to the Terracotta Army.
Yeah.
This was also during the Bible time, you know, with the Egyptians. When the king used to die, the wife used to be buried with him together. That's how it is.
All I need is in my life, even in my death, she's going to be with me. Ah, do me a favor, a little bit of a holiday. Am I right, Nitzan?
I hope your wife is not listening to the show.
She never listens.
She never listens.
She never listens. I can talk any bad things here. It's not a problem. Really not a problem. Anyway, guys, if you want to join our conversation, we're going to talk about CPD. CPD Point, CPD Express, the website. It's for professional healthcare. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
And please join us, 061-895-1019. This is our Telegram number. Our SMS to 34519. If you want to join us on telephone, is 010-010-140-3020. I will just take a small break, and we're going to go for a nice, nice song. I think I like it. It's a song about the best subject. Yeah, best subject. And yeah, just listen to that one. I think you'd like it. You know, I know I'm not crazy about women, but girls I like. Why didn't he make a song on girls? Why didn't he make a song on women? He's too dead to ask him now.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. We're back here with Nitzan Tal. He's the founder of a company called CPD Express. And the website is www.cpdexpress.co.za. And I'm sure most of the health professionals will understand and know what we're talking about. CPD points. Please explain to me what is the difference between the CPD points are for
getting you need to obtain 30 CPD points a year, and you have to go to courses.
30. So in any professional, whether you're a doctor or a nurse or for that matter,
psychologist or optometrist or
You have to have 30 points in your profession
and ethics as well as ethics. 6 points of ethics.
All right. Don't you do it to government officials as well?
Yeah.
What is ethics? How do you define ethics?
Of course, it's hard to tell a woman that her husband is not well.
And what you really mean, maybe, is a code of ethics.
A code of ethics, yeah.
That's it. So that's what you mean. Other words, you know, the way you present yourself to the client and you don't mislead him and you give him everything.
So that's part of the, that's part of the, yeah, all right. So, Nitzan, please tell us, what is the difference? I mean, they can go today to the health council and write the exam, and then get points.
How does it work? What they do at the moment is They go on courses. They just close the practice a couple of hours earlier. They try to travel to Pretoria. They listen to a lecture for a couple of hours. And at the end of the day, they get the CPD points. They learn something new, obviously. The whole idea is to develop their knowledge. And for them
not to forget.
No, and be up to date with what's happening in the market, you know.
Yeah.
So you studied in university 20 years ago, and now things have developed and evolved, and you would like to know more about what's going on in the industry. So the whole idea is to keep them up to date and be compliant with what's happening in the industry, in their profession. So if you're a psychiatrist, if you're OT, then an occupational therapist or an optometrist, you would like to know what is the latest in your game. So the whole idea is to keep yourself up to date, and the Health Professional Council actually demands it from you, and you require 30 CPD points per annum to comply. And if you don't comply, then they may not renew your license. That's the bottom line.
So now you come in with an idea of saying, all right, I'll do it, but I'll do it an easier way for the health professionals.
Correct. So the bottom line is, at the moment, or in the past, people used to travel, go to Cape Town, go on a weekend on a seminar, take the family, it costs money, hotels, all that. And what we've developed is a website where you can take all your courses online. You can do it from the convenience of your home or your office. And within an hour, you get your first 3 CPD points. Within a weekend, you get all your 30 CPD points, and it's very cost effective. We've done a research on with hundreds of professionals, and they typically spend between 5,000 and 10,000 rand a year on CPD points in different ways. Some of them are sponsored, but still they have to travel and they waste time and they close their practice and they have to take their family and lose family time. So
hold on a second, just say again, because Moshe pressed your button. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, say again whatever you said. Yeah, yeah.
So the bottom line, with we did a research with hundreds of professionals, and they spend typically between 5,000 and 10,000 rand per annum on getting their CPD points, because they have to get them. It's not an option.
It's not it's not really the money. I mean, we know health professionals in South Africa are not that poor. They're not good ones.
But the question is, Netsam,
it's the time that you spend, the time.
Let's say
that you
if a person goes for a lecture with somebody who's giving the lecture. Now, is everything, whatever the lecture is telling you on the seminar, is it on the website? So I can walk in, I can click in, and I can have everything, whatever he's going to tell me. Instead of going there, I can see at home, and I can see everything.
So the courses they run themselves, professionals in a hall, in front of hundreds of professionals, that's their courses. We introduce different courses, which are of interest to the audience we're addressing. And they, you can see it online, and you can run the course, and there's a test at the end of the course, and you have to answer 15 or 12 multiple choice questions. And as you press the button to submit and you pass, you get your CPD certificate within seconds. So that's the whole idea. It's immediate. It's effective. It's all accredited by the HPCSA. So
how did you get it? How did you manage to convince them to give you that, the HPCSA.
So what they do, they actually accredit our courses. We send hundreds of courses every year to accredit, and it's accredited by approved accreditors like the University of Pretoria or UCT or different professionals in different universities, and they accredit our courses. So every course that we put online is accredited by the HPCSA or the approved accreditors.
So it's amazing. So instead of going into a course, you can do it while you're waiting for a patient. You can start reading the material whenever you're ready. You just click a couple of buttons, cost you a fraction of the price of the actual matter. So we met here a few years ago, and you just started it.
Yeah.
How's the response?
Actually, the response is amazing. They find the value. They get a letter. Typically, you get a letter from the HPCSA that you're not compliant. You're behind with your CPD points. They're not going to renew your license. They immediately panic and they come to our site, and they comply within a day. They get the response has been amazing. We've got thousands of clients, medical practitioners that have registered and have done the courses. By the way, on our site, you don't have to register to see the courses. Before you register or pay a cent, you can see all the courses and all the MCQs. They are multiple choice questions. So you're comfortable that what the courses are and the material is of value to you.
Let me ask you a question. What happened if you fail?
I fail. You have got three. According to the HPCSA, you've got three times to fail, and then you have to take another course.
Is it true? I mean, I heard something new. It's got nothing to do with the subject. But since you know so much about the health professional, is it true now that the pass rate will go down to 50%?
At the moment, it's 70%.
So 70% makes sense. But is it true it's going to go down to
70%? I haven't heard any of that.
In the health profession.
They're always trying playing to, the devil's advocate.
No, they're trying really to make it closer to the to our education level. So
you go to zero. Meaning. If you go to zero, everybody
No,
will
no, no. Yeah. It's 20. It's white zero. Why push it?
Because 20%, you still have to know 20%. You know, it's not a question what you know. The question is what you don't
what
know.
You don't know.
I want to tell you, for another business man, I want to mention what it is. I interviewed some individuals that passed my trick. And I asked them, they have to count money. So if they know a little bit of maths, nothing special. And I asked them 5 times 5, 50% of them can't do 5 times 5, off them a trick. And the other 50% can't do 20 times 20. My grandson at 3 can do 5 times 5.
And it's an, I think when you ask him 5 times 5, he says, hold that, where's the calculator?
Yeah.
Tell me, Nitzan, from what you told us about the CPD points, and the way that you're doing it from the website, why on earth is anybody want to do it any other way?
I agree with you, but not everybody's comfortable with doing things online. They say, who are they? I'm going to put my credit card.
You got all your credential. It's not like,
so if they're going to put out, they're going to lose a couple of grand. This is not a big deal, but to lose a whole day or 2 days or 3 days, take all your family to
The technology is there. Listen, it's all about the technology. In the past, you couldn't do it. But now you have the possibility. Huh? So why? It's exactly like
in the
you
past,
do.
You remember your old man sitting on the roof of your house, fixing the aerial, shouting to your mom. Hey, can you see?
Right.
No, a little bit more left, a little bit more right, a little bit more right.
And don't you fall.
Then you got Netflix now. I mean, think about it.
Can I just ask, Nitsa, when did you come to South Africa? Give us a little bit about your background.
All right, so I arrived in South Africa in 1981. I just graduated from Israel in computer science. And I started a business that supplied software and hardware to the legal market. We became the largest supplier. We operated from Glen Hazel here on Northfield Avenue. And I ran it for 18 years. We became the largest supplier. We had thousands of attorneys using our software and hardware. And in 1999, I sold my business to a public company, and I started a company called Bidobai.
Bidobai. Wow, that's famous.
Yeah, that's a bit. Most people, I think, know it. So that's it. So I started Bidobai, and it became, at the time it was, 1999 was quite innovative. Not many people were online.
Right.
And it became one of the largest players in that market at the time. Since then, everything goes online. You know, 20 years ago, not many people were comfortable to book a ticket online. Mm. Now, everybody buys a ticket online. I don't know many people that use a travel agent. Some do, but very few. So.
I use a travel agent. Yeah.
So, knowing so much about lawyers,
yeah.
Tell us something that we don't know.
About lawyers?
Yeah.
Lawyers. Stay away.
They have been my best clients for many years. They made me very wealthy. Difficult people, yeah?
The only one, yeah. Now we're going to come back. We're going to come back just now. So let's something really, I don't know, today with a woman. We only, today everything I do is with women. I don't know why. I don't know if you remember this song. I think you're really going to like it.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back with Nitzan, yeah. But before that, we've got a readout for our, what do we have, Peter?
Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper have these pocket-saving sweet deals just for you. Pick and Pay whole barbecue chicken for $89.99 per kilo. Kosher lamb riblets at a very low $149.99 per kilo. Kosher beef burgers is just $99.99 per kilo. And kosher lean mince for $109.99. Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. Then we have, through Chai FM, you connect to the world, to Israel, and to the global listening community. But now you can connect to the heart of the station. Download our free app to listen live. Contact the studio, office, or helpline at one touch. Find it on the Google App Store, Chai FM. Just look for the logo. The Chai FM app is brought to you by Binary Headquarters.
Thank you, Peter. Is that more?
No, that's fine.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
All right. That's Thank you. So I want to, we're here with Nitzan Tal from CPD Express. So it's www.cpdexpress.co.za. Do you have any helpline?
Do I have?
A helpline.
Yes, we do. Okay. So we've got on the website, we've got an instant chat line. So you just click a button and we chat to you. It helps a lot because we've got quite a few international clients. So it helps with accent. We're putting up proper helpline now. It's going to happen next week, so you can phone any time. Usually we answer calls also on the weekend and answer the chat line on the weekend as well and after hours, up to about 11 o'clock at night, you know, not after that. Funny enough, we've got people registering on our site at 2 o'clock in the morning, so that happens all the time. And
From overseas or from
Yeah,
it
must be from overseas.
From South Africa as well.
Doctors working in funny hours, listen. Yeah, it's not.
They finish work at 5, but they work at home afterwards and they've got lots.
They go to the girlfriend, etc. Yeah.
It's called house calls.
Yeah, house calls. So.
I just want to mention something,
please.
If I don't mind. So many professionals take the courses offline, going to a venue and listening to a 2-hour lecture. They find it difficult to find ethics CPD courses. You need to get about 5 points in ethics. And many of them just come to our site to get the ethics. Eventually they'll get very comfortable with our site and they will do everything online. And slowly, everything will be that way in my view. It's comfortable, it's convenient, it's quick, it's cheap.
What do you save? How much money do you save by going through you and not going through? The normal route.
Yes. Yeah. So the saving is actually two ways. When we talk about 30 CPD points, we're talking about 3 points a course about. When you go on a course, you travel to Cape Town or Pretoria for a course, you get 3 CPD points. So you need to do it 10 times a year. 10 times a year means nearly once a month. You have to close your practice early, travel for 2 hours. So the traveling time and coming back at home at 10 o'clock at night and not seeing your family for that afternoon. So quality time. So we did a research amongst the medical professionals and we've interviewed hundreds of them. And the typical spend is between 5,000 and 10,000 a year in real money. But the saving is not only in the money.
It's time.
It's, and a lot of time. We're talking about tens of hours a year.
Time is money,
And we believe that...
It's traveling.
So you can buy individual courses on our site, but the way to do it is actually buy a package of 30 points, which costs 2,200 rand for the entire year. It's minimal compared to what you spend anyways. And it's a real saving in money and major saving in time.
I've got a question here. Do you do... are the professionals CPD?
Okay, so we're definitely going to go that way. Every professional needs CPD points. So you're talking about accountants, you're talking about teachers, nurses, you're talking about, okay, nurses, medical, but it's not really the medical we're addressing. Teachers, engineers, architects.
I would go for politicians, but
lawyers. But it all depends on how the professional council enforces that issue. So the health professional council at the moment, they are enforcing this issue. With accountants, for example, it's not a big deal. Yeah, if you tell them they read an article, they believe you. So there's no real drive to get CPD points. In the medical profession, it's a lot more strict. So that's where the opportunities
are. How do you feel your doctor doesn't have really a current license? I mean,
yeah.
A little bit of a problem, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask to see his license before he attends to you?
No.
I'm talking about your patient.
The patient, nobody does, right?
But
I don't think any professional will be comfortable to actually practice without
a license.
Do you
think they'll introduce this into journalism? Because there's no standard anymore in journalism.
Who knows? It would be nice to have that in any profession.
You're right.
So hold on a second. So the whole idea is... we Jews, we're making money, so it's not for free. The whole system. CPD.
It's not for free.
But so how much does it cost?
So you can buy individual courses, a couple of hundred rand a course, 200-300 rand a course. You can get a course. It gives you 3 points.
Oh, that's it.
That's it, to get a course, one single course, but you need 10 of them.
So it's 2 grand.
It's two, three grand, whatever. No, it actually comes to more. Some courses are more expensive. Ethics are more expensive. So you can spend individually on courses about 4,000 rand, but if you buy a package of 30 points, it'll cost you just, 2,200 rand. So.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
It's not even money. It's not even, I mean, for someone which is professional, I don't think it's a problem. Yeah. I don't think it's a problem. So, no, great, 100%. So, you want to continue, developing the CPD points for other professionals, not just the health professional.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we go to every market, investigate the market. Takes, for example, a real estate agent need CPD points. So if the opportunity doesn't arise, and they didn't see the opportunity because the council themselves offer the CPD points. It's a captive market for them, and they're not going to let anyone in. You know, that's the one that actually gives credits you, sells you the test. You know, and they sell it at a premium, and they're not allowing any competition, which is actually wrong. But we don't mind. We don't mind that. That's we got enough.
It's quite crazy. Yeah?
Like a lot of other businesses, big businesses that we know today, you just need to be there before everybody and wait for your turn.
Exactly.
And that's it. As long as you have something that nobody else have, and you know that this is the future, there's no other way.
I think what's unique about SART is very much up to date. It's very, very intuitive to use. And I find it easy. We hardly get any calls for support. Most of them, who knows a little bit about browsing, they find it very, very simple to use. They can actually browse the courses before they even register. They can see what kind of courses they've got for their discipline. They can see the test itself with the 15 multiple choice question before they even register on our site. And if they like this, I guess I can pass that. That's great. Then you just say, all right, let's register and let's put a couple of rain in there and let's go ahead. That's the best.
It's actually amazing that people didn't think about it before you. But that's why there's clever guys here. So just get us a second, and we'll be back in a second.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
All right, we're back. Thank you for staying with us. We're just going to say, just now I'm going to say our goodbyes, because just now Craig's going to walk into the office and tell us to get out of here. Yeah. So the time is now 12 minutes to 10.
The 10 o'clock. The chair is getting too hot. Right?
Yeah, I can feel the chair is burning. So, yeah. We've got Nitantal with us, and thank you for joining us today. And all right, so telephone numbers, do you have any telephone numbers there?
Online.
www.c, like Charlie Papa Delta Express. CPD Express, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
The number is that we just booked for this is 086-111-558. 086-111-558. I booked it. Don't worry.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Not a joke. So I was complaining about Nedbank the other day. I was going crazy with Nedbank. I did a transaction. You remember we met the other day.
Different number.
And the number was almost the same. So 086-011-555.
No, there's.
Only the zero. Their number.
Mine is 086.
Yeah.
111-555.
18
then. So similar, their number is 0860.
61.
0860. 111-555.
See?
Where do you believe that? Terrible. Terrible. And you know how many complaints you're going to get? Let me tell you. I'm saying, I had enough of your bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not the bank.
I'm going to get all the net bank calls, right?
Yeah, you will. Definitely. Definitely. I'll guarantee you because, I have to say. So, Moshe, how's business? You selling anything?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No. To compare to what Liel says, that the economy is moving, crazy. Not in my books.
When Liel is saying the economy is moving, I understand from his side the way he looks at the economy, because we started a business in Centon Drive and we're doing very well. So in our little piece of earth, we're doing better than last year. And we're doing better than the year before. So our economy is moving, but it's not because of the economy. I believe that if the economy was better, we would have managed to be much better.
In my industry, you know, people need confidence in the country, in the economy, just to come and spend money. Otherwise, you won't do it.
So your industry must move to another country.
Yeah.
They're looking for confidence. Hey.
Well, listen,
he sells restaurants, etc. And you know what? People really lately don't have money for luxury, number one. It's a little bit of a problem.
Roy, it's an amazing amount of restaurants that are closing. I mean, we went the other day to a restaurant and about a month later we thought we'd go back and it turned out they closed. So, it's all over Sandton if you have a look. Is that correct?
It's horrible.
Some people, as I was saying, and you know, it's a philosophical, I don't put a gynecologist in a boutique.
Yeah, you don't.
So in other words, you know, people opening a business, sometimes they're opening the business with a closing down sale.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Crazy.
What can I say?
You know, as Peter said, you know, if you know what you're doing, so you stay there for a very long time.
Yeah, like but me, marriage. I didn't know what I'm doing, but I'm still staying there for a long time. No. So marriage is the best business around. WWW guys, so before you know, I promise you, for all the health professionals, both of my kids are doctors, and I promise you, they have to use that. So WWW guys, cpdexpress.co.za, please don't forget, just go for it, and it will save you a lot of money, especially doctors and all the health professionals. So guys, cpdexpress.co.za, that's that. We've been just now kicked out of the studio, so let me just put my tune and we'll say our goodbye. So first of all, what do we had? We had Liverpool winning yesterday 2-0, which was an amazing 50, game. They look like
15 times in a row. Win and 41 games unbeaten.
41 games unbeaten. We are getting to be invincible now.
We are. And if we keep on going like this, we're going into the
Yeah, but you know, I felt like they played walking. They didn't even play.
They didn't play nice.
Yeah, because some teams cripple you. Some teams, you know, I don't know, the way they defended was like not our style, but anyway, we're having another game in weekend. We're getting, it's actually a big game
with Southampton,
they're on fire.
Southampton, they're on fire.
It's amazing. After they got 9-0, they suddenly become on fire.
Well, new manager, new thinking.
No, same manager.
New thinking.
I'm worried about every game, but at the moment, Liverpool look like a machine. Even if they're not playing well, they're just doing what they need. They play. They're not playing well.
1-0.
Yeah. And
you see Alisson last night. Oof.
And also, we have Alisson.
Guys, I want to say good Shabbos to all of you. I want you to enjoy your life. Be careful. Because Tzotzis are still there. The ones that didn't rob you during December, they're coming on January. I don't just be very careful and have a lovely weekend. Apparently we're going to have a good weekend. Going to have good weather. So really enjoy yourself and,
thanks, Roy.
Drink a lot of water.